So is this all the Republicans in California? Oh, wait, I'm sorry. It's more than I thought.
Too soon is what the 23.6% of California voters who are still registered Republicans might have told Brad Parscale after his opening joke Saturday afternoon in the sweltering desert resort town of Indian Wells. But it's what Trump's campaign manager said next that helps explain why he'd come to what he freely admits is not a swing state.
Actually, California is the leading state for donations for the president. Do you guys know that?
And since it's so big, more Californians voted for Donald Trump in 2016 than any other state besides Texas and Florida, even though Hillary Clinton doubled him up here. Sacramento political consultant Tim Clark served as a senior campaign aide in 2016 and later worked in the Trump administration. He says tens of thousands of California volunteers made more than 1 million calls to battleground states in 2016 and must play a similarly huge role in 2020.
We were phoning double Democrat households, finding those households that were disaffected with Hillary Clinton, and we would serve that data to the national campaign, and 2 days later they have a knock on their door from the Trump campaign.
This voter persuasion and turnout operation is the pride of the Trump campaign, which is now making its data available to state and local Republicans for free. After all, says Parscale, who's known for his social media and digital ad skills,
neighbor-to-neighbor interaction is more powerful than anything you can pay for, and even more powerful than what I can do on Facebook. It is the most effective way to register, persuade, and turn out a voter. It is the key to our success.
And as the California Republican Party tries to take back 7 House seats that Democrats flipped last year, ignoring the state's 4 million Trump voters would be folly. That short-term strategy doesn't bother Luis Alvarado, a Los Angeles-based, never-Trump Republican consultant. But he argues the GOP risks ignoring its longer-term challenges instead.
The reality is that so many Republicans have already left. We're going to have to rebuild this party one way or another. And the question is, how effective will the strategies be in building the party after 2020, regardless if it's a Trump presidency or not?
That's the dilemma facing Jessica Patterson, who earlier this year became the party's first female and Latina chair.
Any good leader has to have the big picture strategy portion, but you also have to have the tactics. And so there are going to be some things that are short term. There's some things that are going to be big picture for the long term health of our party. But you have to do both. Otherwise, you know, you'll be one and done.
How to fire up the base while also engaging swing voters and disenchanted Republicans, for the California GOP in 2020, that balancing act might be an impossible one. In Indian Wells, temperature 110 degrees, I'm Ben Adler.